Some fast food restaurants work hard to achieve that look of an old-time drive-in. Tail fins and jukeboxes, reproductions of Cold War-era American kitsch, car hops on roller skates. Bing's Drive-In doesn't fuss with those trappings. It is an old-time drive-in burger joint. No indoor seating, no salads. Not much has changed since it opened on South Main Street in 1954.
Would you like everything on that?
Just ketchup.
Just ketchup?
Rachel Bogue takes orders through car windows from people standing in line in front of the tiny restaurant and even through parking lot speakers. She's a car hop. She does not wear roller skates. That's an insurance issue, says her boss. Besides, it's hard enough to walk and carry a tray full of food.
Okay, I'll be at you in a few minutes.
I'm Loretta Gasparini, and I'm the owner of Bing's Drive-In.
Gasparini has owned Bing's Drive-In for the past 25 years. She and her children, and now her grandchildren, try to run it pretty much the same way the original owners did. That covers everything from maintaining a playground and picnic tables, making their own root beer, and even using the same barbecue recipe her friend's mother gave Bing himself when the restaurant first opened.
I think their main thing was to give people good food.
And it's a lot of work.
There we go. That's how it's done.
Gasparini is in every morning to slice the tomatoes, fry the bacon, chop 17 onions. Her brother carefully maintains the soft serve ice cream machine that sustains a lot of the business during midsummer heat waves. The massive concoction known as the banana boat is very popular, but Gasparini says the hottest seller is the bacon double cheeseburger. Bing's fans are not in it for their health.
You know, we tried the salads and that, but honestly, I've got to tell you, Bing's, that's not what Bing's is known for. So people weren't relishing the fact that they'd come here and have a salad. That's not their purpose. And so the ones that still like the hamburgers and cheeseburgers, that's what they're here for.
Just ask Bob Sweeney. He says he used to be a regular when he worked closer to Bing's.
I just had a taste for some greasy. You know, that, to be very honest with you, cheeseburger and onion rings. And also the root beer that they make from scratch, too.
So much of Bing's appeal is tradition. People whose parents took them to Bing's crave the chili dogs or the barbecue, which is kind of like a sloppy Joe. Gasparini doesn't advertise. It's a place that depends on its regulars. Ask one of Bing's 20 or so employees, or Loretta Gasparini herself, about their favorite customers, and they have endless stories, but they never know their names, just their orders. It's always plain hamburger, seven ketchups, or Harry, who just says, fix me something. Or as Gasparini remembers, the nice man who always showed up at 11 o'clock and ordered a hamburger, pop, no fries. One day, he stopped showing up. Eventually, his wife came in to let them know he wouldn't be back.
We were like heartbroken. We couldn't believe that he'd even been sick. But she was heartbroken too, that she said, but she said, I wanted to come and tell you because he loved coming here so much. She said that, it broke my heart to think that, you know, he wasn't coming anymore and he would want you to know. So that was special, you know.
There's another tradition at Bing's. For a lot of Rockfordians, it was their first job.
A friend of mine worked here the summer before, and she had told me about it, and I was a teenager then, so I was like, oh, they'll hire anybody? That's great.
Like car hop Chelsea James, she's finishing up nursing school, but is having a tough time imagining life after Bing's.
I keep coming back because it's so much fun, and there's a lot of regulars that remember you, and that's a good feeling, too.
Another thing that keeps Bing's special is it doesn't overstay its welcome. It's a summer place. Regulars start calling in March to find out when it's going to open, and employees start drifting back to school by September. Bing's Drive-In has anchored Loretta Gasparini's family for 25 years. It has helped them through the loss of her husband and her son-in-law. And now it's time to move on. Gasparini wants to retire. She wants to sell Bing's. She hopes the next owner keeps the name and finds inspiration in the fact they're making people happy.
It's a lot of work, but remember one thing, it's only 6 months. We have 6 months off. And as a matter of fact, we have almost a love-hate relationship here at Bing's come about August. I can't wait to get out of here, you know. But we can't wait to get back.
And if no one bites, then Gasparini says she'll stick with the business of burgers, malts, fries, and ice cream cones till someone else is ready to carry on the tradition. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.